Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Boy, I told you we got a great lineup today, everybody. You just heard that previous show, and now we're going to jump right into it. And I got to tell you, this has been the key for me. The key for me was, I can't remember the first time I heard the term divine feminine. I tried to think about what this is. I think maybe I heard it when it was soaking in on my first vision quest in the desert with my mentor at the time, Shedonia Cahill. But then you start to understand the power of this. Today, Suzanne Alexandria is joining me here today, healing as the divine feminine, healing as the divine feminine. And when I think about this, I can't help but kind of continue the conversation of what that means to be in that space of divine feminine. I think about the history and I think about those that have come before. You know, if you came in my office, you'd see ISIS pretty much everywhere. Why? I have no idea what my attraction to ISIS is, but there you go. But there are others that have come before, others that represent the divine feminine. Usually when we talk about them, you know, we talk about their lives and what happened to them, how they became activated to be in this group. You know, and what do we mean by divine feminine? Does this mean all men, all women? What does that mean? But there is an essence of this and an energy to it. And something that is so very ancient about this, which is the core of Suzanne's work. You know, the core of the work that she does is, you know, looking at this order. And, you know, let's talk about the Order of the Magdalene. And when we talk about her work as a spiritual coach and a teacher, and teaching through the Akashic Records, which you're going to hear all about today. And then you look at how one shows up in the world and what you say yes to, whether it's from a business perspective, parents, teachers, whoever you work with, right? This is how we get to show up and say, I'm coming forward here. And what I'm going to help others with in the world is soul embodiment, intuition development, and then how to guide and embrace ourselves as we move forward and gain this inner wisdom. Now, having said all that, then what can we do to help others experience the same? Today's show is all about healing as the divine feminine. Suzanne, it's great to have you here.
Oh, Dr. Pat, thank you so much. You kind of already just summed it all up, so I appreciate that.
Well, it's always easy to get to the end game and say, you know, this is the end, but it's the journey of getting there is where the teaching is, right?
Exactly, yes, yeah. And the wisdom.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it's like a degree. So somebody says, oh, you got a degree, but let me tell you what it took to get that degree. Let me just tell you what that journey was like, what I learned from it, what I learned about myself, right?
Yeah.
And let's talk about that from your perspective. You know, behind every brilliant teacher that I've met, there usually is a powerful story, a point in time where you've been brought to your knees or have had an awakening or an activation. When did that happen for you? And then how did that shape your trajectory?
Well, yeah, talk about it. That's my experience too with people. So for me, In 2009, my marriage fell apart. And then 4 years later, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. Mm. And I was working in Washington, D.C. in the corporate world, which I had a great job, great life in many ways. But things crumbled. And, you know, without going into it, it was that start of going into a deep, deep well of what's going on and why. And something in me always knew that cancer was caused by something else, you know, like the medical establishment just kind of dealt with it the way that we dealt with it. But it awakened this knowing that there's so much more. And I couldn't stop that. And I haven't stopped that since then. Like I knew there was a reason, and I knew there was, it set me on a quest, which I'm sure, you know, people are familiar with. It's like, that's what propels us into getting out of the kind of the ordinary lives and seeking. So that's what it was for me.
But isn't it interesting? I was just talking before the show about how some of these life challenges really take us to a whole level of discovery. And mm-hmm. in fact, what it does is, Suzanne, what it does is, as we go to that whole new level within ourselves, we then become better equipped to help others, right?
Exactly. Exactly. It becomes the gift that keeps on giving. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to keep going through those again.
No.
But it is that thing that allows you to have a perspective of, well, if I might say, a perspective of pain, a perspective of fear, a perspective of sometimes hopelessness, a perspective of sometimes helplessness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you and I don't know what is up with 2009, but you and I have that in common, right? Mm-hmm. But after the event, something has to happen to help pull us together.
Exactly. Yeah. And some light, like, I think we go into that deep darkness and we're like grasping, and we know there's something to grasp. We might not know what it is, but we know, oh, there's something. At least, you know, that was my experience, that there's something that I can hold on to and kind of climb up this rope from the dark depths. And that's what started to happen. Because otherwise I was just on this trajectory, like downward, until that cataclysmic event.
I love that term. Cataclysmic event. Okay, so we're going to talk about that right
now. Okay, yeah.
We're going to talk about that right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I've often thought about, you know, and I was just talking on the last show how, you know, I've stepped in a few potholes in my life. Like, by the time I was 19, I pretty much figured that I had gone through everything a person basically would have to go through in life right there.
Yeah,
but I didn't know. I had no clue that was not true. But these events that happen, whether it's going through a breakup, that is a shock, going through a healing event, like hearing the word cancer. Mm-hmm. There's some things that will help us activate that spirit within us, and there's some things that won't. But what you've just shared had to crack something open within you to put you on a purpose and a passion, mm-hmm. right?
Exactly.
And I think that's the message for our time. You know, what is happening through COVID-19, I made a prediction not too long ago, and I said, you're going to start to see some of the world's most transformative people who have said yes during this time for their messaging. You're going to see them emerge. Tell us about transformation through trauma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, that is what my work has turned into, through discerning and peeling away all the layers, you know, that led to the trauma and that were cataclysmically opened by the trauma. And there was more trauma later too. It's what has led me into the work. So the question,
what is it like to really have this transformation that happens from trauma?
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing like during the last show, we did a little fun play on the difference between change and transformation. I had a very interesting guest who is so proficient and profoundly, you know, like the words. But basically, I said, when I teach a class, here's what I teach. Change and transformation.
Yeah.
What's the difference? Change is like scotch tape. Transformation is like duct tape. It sticks. But trauma, isn't trauma the thing that will is really the pivotal point that gets you from these temporary changes to literally a transformative event?
Yeah. And I think the key is choice. When you are hit with something like this, with trauma or something more mild, but when you're hit with it, we are always given the choice. And what are you going to do with it? So are you going to stay and wallow in it and let it get the best of you and maybe even kill you? Or are you going to turn upwards? To me, I say turn upwards, turn to something else, turn inwards as well and say, why am I here? How did this happen? Why am I so miserable? Why did this, you know, come upon me? And then you start to see even there were choices leading up to that that are part of life. And so I think the power in transforming trauma into empowerment, into healing, into awakening, mm-hmm. many, many things, is to make the choice to decide to say, okay, because, you know, usually we're led up, usually people are pretty miserable leading up to something that's cataclysmic too. And they've been in it, you know, in a cycle and a pattern. And that's the kind of thing that I help them illuminate and see, like, what are the patterns that led to this? Why have you been stuck for a decade or so? What change do you want to make? It's becoming to me so much like, all right, what do you want to choose? You're going to choose life and moving forward and healing, or are you going to wallow? And I think that's what COVID-19 is doing. You know, people are forced to make a lot of choices. How do we respond? That's nothing new. It's just like this huge global event upon us to give us the opportunity. And a lot of people are saying yes to that.
But you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, I want to take a short break. And when we come back, I want to talk about, you know, this thing that may happen to us. We're calling it today healing, right? But when we come back, we're going to talk about healing, ascended masters, and divine feminine. Because I was really struck by a point in time in my life, and I grew up Catholic. And so I've always been in the middle of special women figures. But why does somebody like me latch on to a figure like Mary Magdalene? Mm-hmm. What is it about that figure, that woman? What is it about her and the portrayal of her that just didn't sit right? What is it about the energy of her and now what we've learned? So the question really comes, and this is the body of work you do. The question really comes, how can we learn from these masters? How can we use what they have done and have shown us to heal ourselves in the world? Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction. Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a Recovery Recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendars. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What? Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and spirit walker Nicole, 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Of course, if you want to know more about us, go to the Transformation Network or TransformationTalkRadio.com or the DrPatShow.com. You can go ahead and find out about all of the cool people that are really taking their message out. They're stepping out. Suzanne, how about you? How can people find out about you? And also, let's tell folks what you're preparing. I think in April, you're going to be doing something special for folks.
I am. So I'm accessible at SuzanneAlexandria.com and at Wings of Isis on Instagram. And I'm on Facebook too as Suzanne Alexandria. So I've got lots of information. Please register for my newsletter. That's the easiest way to stay in touch, or Instagram. I run two programs. I teach basic Reiki to Reiki masters and healers. And I've also got a Wings of Isis long-term healers academy that launched last year. And so in April, I'm doing an introduction to that. It's called Wings of Isis, Introduction to Isis and Awakening Your Inner Priestess. And so that's going to run for 4 weeks in April for people who might be interested in getting to know me and how I work with the Ascended Masters, and especially with Isis and Mary Magdalene and Mother Mary. It'll be 4 weekly group calls and just some lovely gentle activations into the energies of the Ascended Masters of Isis. My work is very much about activating that inner knowing and bringing forth the inner healer that a lot of us are ready for and really embracing. So wow. That information is on my website too. And the best thing to do is to set up a phone call with me, because I love to just do that and get to know, answer any questions. And my people always get a feel for if it's a yes or no, you know, best through that. So it's nice. So you can sign up for a free 15-minute discovery call through my website.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you very much. You. And, you know, this is part of the conversation you and I are having today. And we're talking about, you know, transformative work. We're talking about healing, as we said before, through the Ascended Masters and the Divine Feminine. Let's talk about who the Ascended Masters are and how this work, you know, evolves for you. You know, what are the teachings?
Yeah. Well, the Ascended Masters, there are many, but there are some that are very commonly known to us, like Jesus was, we call an Ascended Master, and Mary Magdalene, and Isis, and Mother Mary, and Kuan Yin. And in my context, those are some of the primary spirit guides that I work with and learn from. And they, you know, they walked among us. They know life on Earth. And they came to their own places of deep, deep empowerment and healing through their experiences. And they, you know, one of the main things we learn from their stories. Yes, we learn from their stories, and there's lots of different versions of their stories through lots of sources now. But we also learn from them as literally a vibration of empowerment. And through them, they have taught me, and I teach my clients to really claim empowerment, which also is sovereignty and ownership, and that we are not always at the mercy of the world or politics or other people. You know, we let ourselves be that, and it's work not to, because we, you know, there's a lot of things in this planet going on. But it's they have taught me, and I teach, you know, empowerment strategies, and that coming into the self. Fundamentally, that's what they did. They became so enlightened and so sovereign that they were very, very powerful. And then they had amazing stories. And they're teaching all of us that that's accessible. It's not just for the few. It's for whoever wants to. And again, that gets to a choice point to kind of do the work and go within and say, oh yeah, that can be me too. I want to do that. I want to be free. My work is very much about freedom.
And, you know, one of the things that, you know, we're talking about here today is this activation that happens, right? And, you know, we look at those that have come before, and we're looking for ways to apply the teachings in the contemporary world we live in. And, you know, if we go back and we look at when these teachings emerged and how they evolved, we couldn't have predicted being in the place that we're in today. But we are. And talk about, you know, the teachings and healing that comes through with Ascended Masters and Divine Feminine and the Divine Feminine. Talk about that energy and how it is so perfect for the time we're living in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's such a call to return to those teachings, because I think people have realized without it, we're floundering. You know, especially during COVID, without going back to fundamentals. So the teachings are, there's so many, I'm not sure where to start. But one thing that comes to mind is, like, with Kuan Yin and with others, how do we keep the word purification comes. How do we clear our mind of thoughts, of negative thoughts, especially like self-sabotaging thoughts? And literally then, how do we clear our body and our space so that we are free of outside influence? That's one of the biggest, that's probably one of the biggest teachings that I have taken from an array. It is like the purification of mind, body, spirit connection that comes with understanding energy, comes with prayer, meditation, yoga, just walking in nature, but also keeping our mind in a healthy state. Our mind is such a powerful part of that. Yeah. So that, to me, it's always the fundamental start to healing, because we have the other word is sabotage. We have a lot of sabotaging thoughts that we bring upon ourselves.
Yep.
And that other people impose. And, you know, even sometimes in my household, you know, with kids, it's like this interplay. And they're teaching me and teaching us, how do we stay in that place of, oh, that's not really about me, or that's, you know, and how about if I think about this a little differently? So that's a, there's so many ways to kind of purify our thoughts and ourselves, yeah. But that's one thing that comes to mind.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I was talking earlier today about what, you know, the Golden Globe Awards, and not the awards themselves, but there were two moments in the show, right? Mm-hmm. You know, a long show, but there were two moments that were so memorable. And you could tell that they were spiritual energies, right? Mm-hmm. You know, there was the moment where Chadwick Boseman won the award, and his wife talked about what he would say. And you could see from her perspective, you know, the words that came out of her mouth, of course, representing him, were so powerful. And you could see the divine feminine in her. You could see it.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And then Jane Fonda. And Jane Fonda, of course, they showed clips. But when she showed up and spoke, you could see the divine and hear the divine and feel the divine feminine.
So nice. Yeah.
And sometimes we don't think that this energy exists in our contemporary times.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it does. So isn't part of what you do with people, especially in HEAL, is to remind us mm-hmm. of what we're all capable of.
Yeah, exactly. That is it, I love that. That's exactly it. And the key is to allow that in. For me, the divine feminine is that part of us that allows us to receive. It's the receiving part. It's the deep wisdom within. And the word allow is always part of that. How do we allow ourselves to stop being like in a place of power that's aggressive, but in a place of power that knows? And that can literally channel a deeper feminine energy, God energy, however you want to talk about it. That's what we are awakening, whether you're masculine or feminine,
yeah.
Right? We all have that. And it has been rather dormant for a long, long time in many of us. So that is usually the first thing that I work with my people with, is the opening and the awareness. It's a continuous opening. You know, the lotus flower is one of the symbols of this kind of spiritual opening and awakening, even the divine feminine, it could be. But opening your heart and allowing that there is goodness, allowing that there is light, allowing that there is a deeper truth. That's really what cracked open for me those years ago on my quest. Mm-hmm. I started to be able to allow some of the light in. And that's fundamentally what the work is about. And then owning it, and then getting empowered yeah. by that.
Yeah. And, you know, you say it so beautifully on your website. You talk about lightness of being. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you ask the question, is that what you seek? And, boy, you know, it's never been such a more important question of our time than what we're going through now. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to experience with Suzanne an activation during the show. You know, this opening that will allow for lightness of being, you know, an opening that Suzanne uses as a healer on complex issues, you know, of childhood, sexual trauma, depression, but also to heal what we go through now every day of our lives, you know, to have an understanding and an appreciation, but yet to have that moment that Suzanne, you just described, that moment where you can see that a change just happened. We're going to take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back.
When you lose a child, you find yourself part of a club that you never chose to join. There is a way to find meaning and joy in your life again. Jen Ripa has created a 6-week sacred grief system, helping you let go of grief, heal with compassion, and understand what's available to you in the rest of your life. It can feel scary acknowledging that a part of you wants to move forward because you're not sure how to do it in a way that honors your child. The good news is that when you allow yourself to address your grief in a multisensory way, you can transition from sadness, regret, and hopelessness into a life that gives you peace, joy, and meaning. Jennifer understands with deep compassion how you're feeling because she's been there. For more information about the Sacred Grief Course, visit thriveology.com. That's thriveology.com.
Caring for someone with a life-altering diagnosis? You are a care hero. Navigating the unfamiliar options can be overwhelming, but you are not alone. Tune in to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Laub, twice monthly on Transformation Talk Radio. Let me guide you through your care hero journey by providing actionable information on how to care for a loved one in need. For more information about me, visit trishlaub.com. That's Trish Laub, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Are you ready to shift your life into overdrive and stop wasting your time? If so, then I want to invite you right now to the Body Regeneration Online Academy with me, Tracy L. In a world filled with so much information, you can get overloaded and confused, left feeling like you've tried everything and still no results. If this is you, then this platform is for you to help you step into your power, your intuition, and gain clarity. You will learn simple tools that you can use as you walk down the street, and I will teach you how to grow a stronger connection to the God consciousness. Imagine having me as your coach, shifting you, uplifting you, empowering you every week, and most of all, helping you stay connected so you can navigate your life's journey with ease and grace. Nothing will be able to get in your way. Plus, you will have a community filled with souls just like you to pick you up when you fall down and support you on your wins. No one can go this journey alone. If you are ready for your live activations, check me out at TracyLClark.com and join the TLC Body Regeneration Online Academy now.
Hey everyone, welcome back. It's so great having all of you tune us in and turn us on. Before we talk about the activation that's going to happen today, Suzanne, how do people find out more about you? And also, I want to make sure folks know when they go to your website, they're going to see Wings of Isis Academy. They're going to see Reiki. There's also going to be, you know, this week you have a free soul activation mindset reset with Archangel Metatron. So there are just a lot of things you're doing to help usher this along. And please tell folks the best way to find out about this and also for people that are interested in studying with you and working with you.
Oh, thank you. Yes. So SuzanneAlexandria.com has the basics. And what I like to do is first of all, definitely sign up for my email because that's the best way to stay on top of what's coming. And I do have a number of new initiatives coming, including some in-depth trauma healing with one of my partners. Mm-hmm. And then in April, a new introduction to Isis. So if all of this is new for people,
It's called Awakening Your Inner Priestess, and it's going to be very experiential and some smaller attunements as a lead up to the bigger, larger work. The work in the Healers Academy is for those who are ready to really own their kind of their healer and intuitive essence and expand and work with the higher realms. I always like to say with the archangels, with seraphic light, with the ascended masters, how do we cultivate that and bring it into our work, what, you know, in lots of different professional settings, not just as a healer, but teachers and massage therapists and intuitives. Lots of different people are starting to tap into their intuitive and healer gifts in phenomenal ways. And I dream of a society where so many professionals in all kinds of business or corporate or, you know, ways more and more are tapping into to higher guidance, because yeah, that's going to make the world a way cooler place to be.
Yeah. You know, and part of this too is I also want to say that not only do you work with adults on this, but you also work with kids and teens and parents together.
I do, yeah.
And I think that has become more important now than it's ever been. And, you know, one of the things that COVID-19 has done, in a sense, is really activated a new spiritual plateau or platform, depends on where you are, where you're now having things being put in front of you that would never be there. And as a result of that, aren't we, in fact, now looking for ways to really move forward in life from a spiritual perspective? And we've never really done that before at such a mass level, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, we haven't. And even, you know, that's one of the benefits of COVID and of quarantine, is that we're so accessible to people all over now, and we can come together at a moment's notice, where before that thought wasn't necessarily so ingrained. But I'm glad you mentioned children, because I also love working with kids and their moms usually.
Yep.
Because our kids are so intuitive and they already know so much of this. And I love to help parents understand that usually the parents I work with, they know their kids have special kind of senses and really sense or see spirit. And I work with moms a lot to reassure them that, yeah, that's real. And their kids are going to be brought up in a way that I certainly wasn't, and most of our generation wasn't. But a lot of the kids I work with too have some trauma going on. Like, yeah, I've worked with children who have nightmares or severe anxiety. And it's actually surprising how much of that comes from energy of other lifetimes, from Akashic records and things. So I always like to say, if you're wondering if your child could be served by something deeper, there's probably a reason you're wondering that. And it's been pretty amazing how many kids I've worked with that their nightmare stopped, yeah, because we like energetically shifted them. So them in other ways too.
And don't you find that kids though too are also open?
Yeah. You know?
I mean, we often think sometimes about, you know, this healing journey that we're on, right? And, you know, now what we're learning is that there's this new energy of bonding that is going on with parents and children. And when I say bonding, it's like a neutral energy for me. I'm not talking about negative, positive. I'm just, mm-hmm, saying there is a new dynamic going on. And as folks move together and are in a space together, there's a level of training, activation that could help them along the way. We've used the term activation. Can we take a moment and talk from your perspective on what we're referring to when we say activation?
Oh, yes, let's do. So it is my belief, and knowing that we all have this light and this capacity to be really fired up within ourselves. I call it our eternal light. It's your soul light. It's your chi, your life force. And it's a system too, your energy system. And so my work is about helping people understand that and experience it. And literally, when you start to become aware, you activate more and more and more of that. Now, what I do is I also help people bring in higher level activations for intuition, because our systems for most people have been so dormant, and we don't even know necessarily that it's a thing that you can do. So there are activations that I do and other healers that help amp that up. But I always like to say, it's already there. Yeah. It's just, you got to know about it and feed it and nurture it and, you know, practice it, lighting it up more. But everyone has that. And most of us walk around like, well, I don't even know. I'm a soul in a body, you know, like, or what that actually, how powerful that is.
I know. And, you know, that's part of what we're going to do today during the show is we're actually going to, you know, participate in a channeled activation for Inner Alchemy today. And let's just tell folks a little bit about what that looks like. And I think this would be a great time to do it.
Right now? Okay, perfect. So let me explain. What we'll do today will be kind of like 5 minutes or so. Will that be all right to do now?
Yes.
Okay. And what we're going to work with Ascended Master Isis and her energy. She's one of the Ascended Masters who I work with to bring in Inner Alchemy, which is, so we've talked about the Divine Feminine a bit and what that is. Alchemy is this harmonization and turning on this, you know, it's many things to me, but it ultimately, when we realize our light and when we activate and live with our hearts open, connected to the divine, we come more and more into this place of alchemization where we literally see ourselves as gold. Like, I see gold light, and it is golden, pure source energy that is doing the work for us, and we have access to it. So today we're going to do some work harmonizing the masculine and feminine aspects or sides of the body with Isis, and just help listeners, anyone, whether it's live or later, to feel more connected internally, because that's actually the source of all of this, is to internally harmonize and allow for your true nature to emerge, or emerge more fully, you know. And those who've been doing this work, it'll amp you up from, you know, where you are today to a whole new place is my intention.
Awesome.
So shall we do it now?
Let's go ahead.
Okay. All right. So for this activation, all you have to do is say yes to your heart, to your higher self, and to the spirit that surrounds us, that we bring in. And I, unless you're driving, I would invite you to close your eyes to receive, because the divine feminine is that nature in us that receives and that allows and surrenders to something higher. And so, taking a few breaths, if you'd like to, place your hands on your belly, because the belly is where your anchoring of your light is. In Chinese medicine and things like Tai Chi, the Dantian is in your belly. It's a fire in your belly. And we're going to work with that fire a little bit, as well as with the heart energy today. So allow yourself to connect inside, deep within your well, where your eternal flame takes root. And we call in a column of light through your crown, down through your heart, and down into the earth to help you ground. And Isis, Ascended Master Isis, will assist you in creating a beautiful pillar of light around you for beautiful grounding and shielding and harmonization. And we do this from the place of the highest source of love and light that knows that love is the abiding presence within your heart, creating a safe container with archangels, Michael and Ariel, and Gabriel and Raphael surrounding you. So wherever you are in this time listening to this, this is now activated, this high vibration, pure source light for you to receive. And if you'd like, I'll just ask you to acknowledge saying, yes, I would like this attunement to my energy field for inner harmonization, inner alchemy. And you'll notice it will begin to roll through your system. This is from your higher self with our assistance. And there's a gold infinity sign that I see that you may see too at your heart center. The infinity sign, pure solid gold, is the symbol for harmony and for eternal life and for this fluid back and forth of masculine and feminine. It can represent many, many things. In this case, it's an energy that is weaving back and forth harmony between your inner feminine and your inner masculine to ground you in a deeper way in your true light, in your true self. And that infinity sign goes back and forth from the heart down through your body, and it's going to go down into the earth as well to harmonize you with Mother Earth, with her eternal heart. And it goes all the way down to the center of the earth, where her heart is so open and receptive, and where she connects your energy to hold you. So you might start to feel your feet and your body more deeply connected with her, the divine feminine, Mother Earth, that holds all of us and that provides all of this life, life force and life experiences. She is an aspect of the divine feminine that offers all to us. And she sends up this beautiful pink light that comes from her heart center, and it's going to look like a beautiful pink tulip. And it's going to come up around your feet and encircle you. So you're like sitting in the center of this pink tulip. And pink is that her vibration of unconditional love. And it's wrapping up and over your head, just holding you. So notice whether you feel held or what's your sensation of being held by the divine Mother Earth is like. And just allow yourself to receive as then Ascended Master Isis helps to seal you in this golden bubble of light. She holds an energy so beautiful and strong and sometimes fierce. And this golden light allows you to bring in more of your true self, your true divine nature. And one of her symbols is a golden ankh, the ankh of eternal life. And that energy or a visual is in your field now, helping to literally magnetize your heart, your belly, your chakra system, and your anchoring soul energy. All with the express intention of harmony and of weaving back and forth in your own specific and beautiful and eternal alchemy. And we'll just ask that that grounds in for all listeners through all time and space, and that you continue to receive in any perfect way, and that you feel blessed by this experience of the divine feminine showing you the light, the divine feminine as a mirror of your own light. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Wow, thank you. You know, we need moments like this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, usually we don't think about how energetically rejuvenating they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just for the moment to take that journey with you.
Mm-hmm.
And to take that journey with ourselves.
Exactly.
And I mean, you know, look, this is something that the ancients have known and our contemporary society would have us forget.
Mm-hmm.
But because, you know, the work that you're doing, and not just in working with others to heal, but you're also teaching others how to do this.
Yeah.
Right.
Because
I mean, that's
technology.
What the academy. Yeah.
Like this is technology. And to me, it's essential technology. Otherwise, I feel so ungrounded, or, you know, like we get so dissociated. But it is ancient technology. That which we just did has been taught. Yeah. And you're right. It's been forgotten. But people like you and me have come to remember, oh my God, that's how we get by too, in very powerful ways.
Yeah.
For healing, yeah. But also for life.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know, it was interesting this morning and last night when I went to bed, knowing this morning I would get up and off I went to get my vaccine. And
oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, cheers to the vaccine.
Yeah, 100 conversations on, do you get the vaccine or you don't get the vaccine?
Yeah.
but when it comes to making that decision, you have to go within,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And I remember going to bed last night, you know, after really no more contemplating, no more second guessing, you know, discovering what's right for me. Not what's right for all of you out there, but given my life, where I am, what I want to do. And I went to bed with such peace around it. And I think, and I got up this morning super early. My appointment was early. We got there early. And I thought, I'm at such a place of peace around this.
Beautiful.
And you know, you go through those doors and there are others like you. And they're at such a place of peace. But more importantly, the energy that I walked into today, didn't quite think I was going to feel it. But it's exactly what you walked us through. I don't think I've ever seen more people gathered with the energy of gratitude.
Wow.
Than I did this morning.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
University of Washington, Northwest, I want to give them a shout out. They have done a fantastic job. Their system, their process. You even take a little number, but they don't treat you like a number.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what you're talking about, what you just led us through, is essential so that our days can be filled with flow and not friction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we never know how we're going to be called upon to be a beacon for others, do we, Suzanne?
No, we sure don't. It can take us quite by surprise. Mm-hmm. But you know, one thing that comes, I'm so glad you came to that piece. And when I was questioning about the vaccine too, one of the archangels, Uriel, said, how about if you assume and intend that it's going to be for your highest good. It's only going to help you. It's going to be just what you need. And do that with everything, with what you eat and what you take in. And it's such a powerful way to think about it. Ever since then, I've been thinking about everything that comes into my field. Let's intend that it is love for me. It's here for me. And I think that's what you probably felt today, because people
are
so relieved.
It is. And, you know, and so I want to say this in closing here today, you know, the work that you do really cuts through the tension and the fear
mm-hmm.
of life right now, like a hot knife through butter.
Yeah.
And that's what we need. We need to be lifted up. And so I want to thank you for the work that you do. Suzanne,
thank you so much.
What's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with? And again, tell us how we can find out more about you and work with you.
Well, so first, you can find me at SuzanneAlexandria.com and on Instagram at Wings of Isis and on Facebook at Suzanne Alexandria. I would love to have discussions or for you to join my mailing list and to experience more of this. I do lots of these kinds of activations weekly too with my group of clients. And my parting is remember that you're light. Remember first and foremost, you are powerful. You're not at the whim and mercy of what's going on. And when you go inside and when you connect in this way, you remember and you just feel better. And so I just send a blessing from all of our divine ascended masters and the angelic realm that you feel that and that you do take steps, you know, and have practices, little ones, to cultivate that, because it doesn't take much. If you just felt that little bit, you know, it doesn't have to take a lot of your time. So I guess that's what I send is a blessing that we remember we have these tools too.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.